Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Playgirl Diaries. As you can see, my podcast is finally on platforms other than YouTube. I finally figured it out. It honestly wasn't that hard to figure out. I just was being kind of lazy about it, but very excited, very happy about this. I hope you all have had a great week and a great weekend. Happy Sunday. I hope you guys also have a great week ahead of you. Anyways, today I really just wanted to talk about my problems with level up culture. Obviously, this is a podcast about advice, self-improvement, leveling up to a certain extent, but I do want to point out some things that I believe are problematic and some things that I don't agree with and I don't like. There are some things that other people talk about, other blogs, other YouTubers, other people on TikTok talk about that I think are a little redundant, and I just don't agree with them, so I just want to share my thoughts on these things. So, first of all, is regarding music. I have seen several people, and some of these people, I do like a lot of the things that they say, calling certain music low vibrational, attacking it. First of all music basically talks about the same thing, just in a different way. Megan Thee Stallion and Lana Del Rey talk about the same things, but in different ways. SZA and Nicki Minaj talk about the same thing, but in different ways. Ariana Grande and Cardi B talk about the same thing, but in different ways. And also, as you can tell by what I'm saying, a lot of the differences here are race, obviously, which plays a big part into it, because I believe that this narrative is also, like, anti-black, because you can't... How are you going to call an entire genre of music low vibrational? But then you're promoting artists like Ariana Grande and people like Ariana Grande. They are all talking about the same thing. I don't care about the deliverance. I don't care if one of them swears and one of them doesn't. I don't care if one of them says it straight up and one of them uses code words. 99% of music talks about sex, talks about being sexy, talks about being hot. And listening to that or not listening to that doesn't make you better or not better than anybody else. Like, it's so much elitism. And it's like, oh my God, you listen to Megan Thee Stallion, you need to raise your vibrations. What the fuck are you talking about? Like, actually. Like, we're not gonna sit here and listen to Mozart. I'm so sorry. Young women don't want to sit here and listen to Mozart. We don't. I'm telling you right now, we don't. And honestly, I don't believe that it has anything to do with leveling up. I don't think that it has anything to do with your journey. I believe that you should listen to whatever music makes you feel good, makes you feel confident, and brings you joy. Your music, it doesn't define your level up journey, and I feel like that's such a weird thing that people bring into it. Like, there are so many other aspects of leveling up, like appearance, fitness, health, mindset, goals. Do you have a good sleep schedule? Do you have a good skincare routine? It's not like, oh, well, are you listening to the new Megan or are you listening to the new Mozart? Like, it just sounds very weird. It's like the same people who are constantly like, oh yeah, I don't listen to today's music because it has no meaning. Okay, there was music just like it back in the 70s, but it just sounds different, so you believe that there's meaning to it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why does that even matter? Why does that even matter? Why does that even matter? And I've seen it on several different platforms and social media sites, several different videos on YouTube. This isn't towards, like, one specific thing that's talking about it. This is towards the culture of leveling up as a whole. And I just hate how people use this narrative. Or they'll say, like, oh, you should listen to R&B over rap. Like, why? Why can't people just listen to the music that they want to and still be successful and still have a good level up journey? Like, the music that you're listening to is not going to change your mindset. I do believe it's good to listen to motivational music and music with stuff that's going to help you manifest. But shit, you don't have to only listen to that 24 hours a day, 24/7. Like, you can listen to what you want. And I feel like that is just very harmful. And again, I think it is anti-black, because most of the people that these people are telling you not to listen to are black artists, but they're talking about the same thing that non-black artists are talking about, and they're saying that it's fine. So it's just weird. And the second thing, this one is mostly on TikTok that I've been seeing it, but it's like, oh, your guide to your feminine journey, how to be more feminine. And the entire thing is talking about your appearance. It's like, oh, don't wear cutout dresses. Don't wear tie-dye. Like, what? Don't wear sneakers. Or, like, videos, like, things I've cut out since I started my feminine journey. Oh, I don't wear Jordans anymore. I don't wear jeans anymore. I never, ever, ever wear sweatpants, even when I'm in the house. Like, good for you, but you don't need to be on social media yelling at all of the other young women, telling them that they aren't, that if they aren't doing it, then they aren't feminine enough. Because, like I've already said, being feminine has nothing to do with what you wear. It's literally just an energy. It should come naturally. Like, you don't have to force it. It's not just one thing that you put on your body. Like, like, okay, if a man and Rihanna are wearing the same outfit, it's still going to look feminine on Rihanna, because not only is she a woman, but she exudes feminine energy and she has that feminine aura. Like, even though they're both wearing sneakers, it doesn't really matter. Even if she's wearing a dress or when she's wearing sweatpants and a graphic tee, she's still going to look just as feminine. Like, it's not something that you can put on or take off. It's just an energy. It's just an aura. It's just the way you carry yourself and talk and present yourself. It's the same thing, like, with being pretty. It's just, like, a way you talk and present yourself and keep yourself together. Like, it's cool if you do that for you and that's what makes you feel the most feminine. Do what is best for you. But don't push that narrative on other people, telling them that there's a right and a wrong way to be feminine, because there's really not. It's literally just an energy. It's just a feeling. Have fun with it and do what makes you feel feminine, not what somebody on TikTok is telling you you have to do in order to be feminine or to be perceived as girly or to be perceived as feminine, because it's not true. Those are the two biggest ones that I wanted to talk about. Honestly, there's not really more I can say. I can't really think of any other problems that I have. Oh, definitely some problems that I have. I don't know why I said that. Working yourself every single day, hustling every single day, hustle culture. I can't. I'm so sorry. I want a nice car. I want a big house. I want all of the nice stuff that I want and love and deserve. Do I believe that I should have to work 7 days a week and have 3 side jobs to receive it and 4 hustles of money? Like, no, I don't. And it's perfectly normal to not want to wake up every single day and work yourself to sleep. You shouldn't have to work from morning to night in order to get the things you want. And obviously we have to do that, and that's just how it is, but I hate how some people present it like it's a good thing or a positive thing, or like it's so exciting to have 10 jobs that make you so exhausted at the end of the day, all you want to do is sleep. Like, it's honestly just very sad to me. And obviously there's no other choice. Like, there's no other choice, but like, I just don't understand why people brag about it. Or people try to push having multiple jobs down your throat, especially if you already have like a full-time job and then you go on TikTok and people are telling you, oh my God, if you sign up for this, you'll be rich. If you sign up for this, you'll be rich. Like, no, you won't. No, you won't. That's not going to help you gain wealth or make your family gain wealth. Like, it's going to help you, obviously, but it's just so unrealistic and you're just, like, wasting your life away working at that point. Like, obviously, I agree if you can start a business, DoorDash on the side if you can. Like, be motivated and motivate yourself to do better. But don't work yourself every day, all day, just for a little bit of extra money. Obviously, this is not towards people who have to do that or who need to do it. I'm just talking about the people who push it on others and brag about it as, like, a fun hobby, I guess. If you like to do it, that's cool, but I'm sure most people don't like to do it. And most people, like myself, are sick of hearing rich people tell us to just work harder, just work more, because it's just not realistic for 99.9% of people on Earth. So, yeah, those are my problems with level up culture and how I feel about it. So if you have any questions or concerns, let me know. I'm probably still going to post it on YouTube every week, but the videos might be a little different. So yeah, just let me know if you have any recommendations or anything that you would like me to talk about. I hope you guys all have a great week this week. Happy Virgo season to all my fellow Virgos. Anyway, I hope y'all have a great day. Bye.